ain't nothing better than this. Yeah, yeah, ain't nothing better than this. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mandjula. Today's topic is one that could be seen as touchy, but in reality, I think it's something that we need to talk about because that's probably the biggest thing against this topic is that nobody wants to talk about it, or at least admit that they struggle with it. So what we're talking about is depression.
I have struggled with depression before in my life. I can remember a time when I was a teenager that I struggled with depression, and then more recently in my adult years, I went through this season of life where I didn't have anything specific that I was dealing with. I didn't have a loved one recently pass away. I wasn't diagnosed with a sickness that was threatening my life. I wasn't coming out of a breakup. Like, there was nothing physically in my life that was like, oh, that's probably why she's depressed. There was nothing in my life that was showing like, oh, this is why I'm depressed. I just knew that when I woke up in the morning, I woke up with a heavy sigh. Immediately, when my eyes opened, it was like an elephant was sitting on my chest. And I noticed that I stopped singing in the shower and in the car because I like to sing because it's just part of me that's joyful and happy. And I noticed I had stopped singing and I was just heavy and quiet and something was wrong with me and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I was just kind of walking this out by myself and just kind of dealing with it and trying to like pray it away or whatever it was. And for me, it wasn't until I told a friend about it, my friend Jennifer, and she said, I'm coming over right now. Tatum and I are gonna come pray for you. That's her husband. She's like, we're gonna come pray for you. And I was like, no, please don't, you don't have to do that. She's like, no, we're on our way. She came to my house. They walked in, prayed for me. It wasn't a big thing like the anointing oil or like incense or anything. They just came in, sat down with me, prayed for me, and got up and left. And they're like, we love you, see you later. And for me, I felt something like break off of me and I really felt like heaviness go away. And I got into therapy and I started seeing a therapist and talking about my feelings. And I was doing all of this while touring the country, telling jokes, bringing joy to other people. I was bringing joy to others while I was suffering internally myself and nobody would even know it. And it's, for me, I'm so grateful for prayer and therapy. And those are the things that helped me get through that difficult time and that season when I struggled with depression.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot of people that you may be watching this and, you know, when you hear the idea of prayer, it's probably like, it's not really me, and that's cool. I think really the main point of what I hear my wife saying is that, like, don't go at it alone. Like, many struggles that we all have, we feel shame or we feel insecurity about them, so we feel like we gotta go at them alone. Not realizing that the second we open our mouth, you would be surprised at how many people in your closest circle have dealt with or are going through the exact same thing that you're going through. So when we talk about therapy, or, you know, if you don't feel like someone in your circle that you can talk to, you know, therapy has always been something that even we employ as a married couple to talk our ish out, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the two of us, we just want to, like, you know, get at each other.
Me more than him.
I don't really do this. I'm more like,
sometimes.
But we find ourselves in therapy and we're like, man, this stuff works. And I'm a full fan of it now. I know dudes ain't supposed to be a fan of therapy, but it's been an amazing experience to be able to communicate exactly how I feel.
Because when I first brought up therapy to him, he was like, why are we going? What?
Because, like, I'm a talker, so I over-communicate.
Right.
I'm like, we could do this ourselves.
But here's the thing, what therapy can also do is give you tools, one, to help you communicate with your husband, your wife, friend, boss, employee, whatever it is. They can help you learn communicating tools, but it can also, therapy can give you tools to help you process your feelings, because everyone has their own feelings, anger, rage, hurt, jealousy, whatever your feelings may be. We all don't have the tools to process them, identify them, so that we can receive the healing from them. It's hard to heal from a wound when nobody's taught you how to do that. And sure,
it's something that we learn in therapy. A large majority of how we identify and handle problems comes from our childhood, like how we were taught to handle these things. You know, I don't know about y'all out there, but Puerto Rican families, man, we don't really do depression or sadness well. It's like you gotta be a man and you gotta be machismo and you gotta, you know, talk about your feelings, none of that stuff. How you were raised, how you grew up, dictates a lot about how you communicate even as an adult, or whether or not you feel comfortable communicating.
And not even how, just how you were raised, but just your experiences in childhood, your traumas, like the time maybe your mom or dad like spanked you or yelled at you, or maybe you had a teacher say something to you that really affected you. Like, we hold trauma in our body and we store it in a memory, and we may not remember, like, oh yeah, it was a Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. in my third grade class. We may not remember that, but whatever we experienced in that moment registers in our body, and we become protective of ourselves. And we may not even realize that as an adult, when I hear somebody speak to me in this tone, it triggers me, because it could be something that happened in third grade. Like, you never know. But for us, going to therapy, learning tools, talking about it, and learning how to better communicate with each other has been so helpful. So we just wanted to talk about it with you guys to maybe take the stigma off therapy, off mental illness, off all of that, because we believe the more you talk about it, the more healing you can get.
Yeah, and the more you're not ashamed, because probably a whole lot of you probably never knew that Angela dealt with depression. You know, how could she? She's a freaking comedian running around telling jokes and making everybody else happy. But one of the sad things is a lot of comedians deal with depression. So we just, you know, we're not licensed doctors or therapists. We just learn from the School of Hard Knocks, and that's just where we're speaking from. And we just kind of wanted to throw ourselves out there and be like, yo, we do it, we talk about it, we're not ashamed at all, because we've seen the fruits and the benefits of it. So if just one or two of you, you know, decide to go to counseling, or decide to tell your significant other, or just be open, or tell someone that you're dealing with something, then we are completely happy. We love you guys, genuinely. This whole thing that we're doing, this whole Mandela thing, is seriously in hopes that we just help someone.
It's for you guys.
We can care less about numbers and care less about anything else. It's genuinely that we get an email one day and it's like, hey man, we watched the video and our life changed. So we love you dearly, dearly and truly, and we hope that you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll keep them coming.